Yeah.
Dr. Kissinger, sir.
Yeah. Mr. President, seems to me you ought to inform Bunker that I have directed that we go ahead so that Bunker knows we're taking a hard line on the thing. We're going to...
Absolutely.
And inform him and that so that you knows that there's no fooling around here and that this bargaining time is over. I mean, that fellow has got to be out of his mind to think that... after the letter that I wrote, if after that we don't get anything, why, it just may be one of those breaking of relations.
They want to send an emissary to see you personally, too.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
No.
They can't do that while we are negotiating in Paris.
No. There's not going to be any emissary. I've got everything. Anything they have to say, Bunker's to say, is to be transmitted through Bunker. That's the way it's to be done.
Right.
Right. And we've had enough emissaries and that sort of thing. So we'll just say that we're ready to... if they have any... I just think Bunker has got to get to him a message from me to the effect that you're going ahead and as I pointed out in my letter, we're going to negotiate as hard as we can, get the best position that we can. And that we're on this course, and that he must realize that we will not be subjected to pressure or harassment on this thing.
Right. I think that is essential.
This is a negotiation. It isn't any. There's no ultimatums to become from them, under any circumstances.
Right.
Right. Right. But you don't have the substance of what they're beefing
about.
Yes,
now I have the substance. It just came in. And again. The trouble with them is, every draft we give back to them already incorporates 70% of their changes.
Yeah.
This has now been going on for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now they've sent us another batch of changes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, again, we could accept 50% of them. The trouble is that if we accept all of these on top of all of the others, we have an entirely new document, and Lee Doctor is going to walk out.
Right. No. Just say that the document that we already have is the basic framework, and that's that, and that we're going to do the best that we can, and he's to know that that's the situation.
After Haig went out there, when Haig went out there, we already incorporated all the changes they made to me when I was there.
Right.
Since then, we have made two more revisions.
Right.
Based on comments they gave to him and comments they sent us afterward.
Right.
Now they have given us yet another, 10 pages of comments. And the end result of that is to kill the agreement.
How does it kill it?
Well, because they're changing everything. For example, wherever they talk about the United States, say the United States will withdraw its forces, they want to say the North Vietnamese will withdraw its forces.
No. The withdrawal has got to be handled on the basis that we've already suggested.
And so they keep putting in needles in practically where it says replace, there's a phrase that says U.S. forces and those allied with the United States.
You really feel now that Bunker can handle this. We don't need to send an emissary there. I don't mean Haig, but the Connolly ploy.
I think we should wait until we see what we get. If Hanoi kicks us in the teeth, then we don't have a problem. But if Hanoi accepts the changes which we are bringing, then an already good agreement becomes excellent.
Yeah.
And then we might consider sending somebody.
Yeah. All right. That's the way it's to be. But be sure Bunker tells them we're going to go forward, and the document is already that we already have will be the basis for it. We'll do the best we can, but that a negotiation involves give and take on both sides.
Incidentally, I talked to Peterson this morning, and I think he will almost certainly accept it.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's the best thing. It's a better job for him.
It's a better job for him. His talent is really in foreign policy.
That's right. And it gives him a chance then to move in commerce. He'll simply be a second man to Schultz and all the others.
That's right. And I told him he'd have access to the White House,
right,
which is what you had already discussed with him.
Okay. Right.